I'm heading off on a digital trip, and that's what I plan to do.
Welcome to Going Digital, a Digimon Rewatch podcast. I'm Sporky.
I'm Garrett.
And I'm Davide, and we're doing the episode 1 of the Digimon Adventure series. The first one. The one that
started it all.
Yep.
Yeah.
We all watched both the subbed and the dubbed version of both episodes that we're doing today. You'll get the next episode next week.
I will correct you here, because in my case, this podcast and the people involved in this podcast forced me to watch the dub. I had no intention of doing that, and I'm not happy about having it done. So I will stand with my arm crossed, which is not very powerful in a podcast, but...
Okay. Well, at least two of us will keep watching the dub from the American version. It's pretty special, and...
Special is a good word for it.
If we don't say so specifically, assume that there are a bunch of bad dad jokes being made all the time. But we will probably point out some of the major differences between the two versions.
Basically, whenever the camera is not pointing directly at people moving their mouth, there are, like, jokes in the background. Like the tentacle of, like, the old god slowly setting into the world and bringing it down to madness.
Wow.
That was oddly specific.
You really did not like that dub.
I really don't like that dub, because I actually really like the original Digimon series. I think it's a really solid children's show, despite, you know, the fact that it's old.
The original is definitely, I think, holds up better. Both the acting is better, and then a lot of times just the jokes don't necessarily work. But that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, the original has less jokes, which is probably for the better.
Yeah. It's worth pointing out that the dub was done by the same company that did Samurai Pizza Cats, and their sort of joking dub was pretty popular.
Oh, it's really
good. Why they did it.
That was another one I also grew up with.
See, I have never actually seen it. I've seen a couple of clips on YouTube, and I should watch the whole thing sometime.
Oh, it's really good. Discotech, I think, did a DVD release of the dub within the last few years.
Oh, nice. So anyway, the episode starts off with in the Japanese version, just some guy doing a narration about the crazy shit happening to the world. In the American version, it's Taichi or Tai. I think we're gonna switch back and forth.
Yeah, I think
names.
We're gonna switch back and forth the entire time. So
yeah,
the original version has like this narrator figure, which sort of just like carries on.
Yeah, he's there in most episodes.
Because they also have like this Pokedex, and that's the only way that I can describe them, screen. when you see the Digimon, and like you have the narrator guy just telling you what the Digimon is. Well, in the English version, the kids just know the name of the Digimon for some reason. It's like they just talk over there.
It's a little more subtle, but that's one of the bigger changes that they end up making, is they make the stuff that guy says into something the kids canonically know, which is weird.
Right. Well, yeah, the Digimon screens are like, or the Pokedex screens are iffy, but I kind of like it better when, like, at the start and at the end, it's one of the kids narrating it.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
I don't like it because of what they say, because... sorry, but they made everyone dumber, and it's like... They talk like there are like these huge flood flutes like destroying cities, and they're like, and the water look like chocolate.
Yeah, yeah. That opening narration by Taichi is pretty bad, but a lot of the episodes get a little bit better.
I think this is the right time to say that if you haven't noticed from my like not Tickerall accent, I didn't live in English-speaking countries when I was a kid, and I was never exposed to this dub, and I'm really sad now that I have, because I went back and listened to the dub that I do, the Italian dub, and it's still pretty good, because we have alright dub. We used to have alright dubs and stuff. They didn't change all the soundtrack like yours did, like they just removed the lyrics from the stuff with lyrics, which is fine. And they mostly, like, kept the pathos of the series rather than just making dumb joke whenever stuff gets serious.
Yeah.
There's a lot of joking.
So, our country lived through 50 years of political instability, but at least we had a good Digimon dub.
The soundtrack, I would not have changed. I love the original dub soundtrack, but the American soundtrack, especially anything with lyrics, is pretty special.
Oh, it's great.
I haven't yet been exposed to anything with lyrics, apart from the original intro for your English intro, which is terrible.
Yeah, that intro is not the strongest part, but it gets really special in Season 2 with some of the ones like Run Around.
Oh god, those insert songs are so good.
I have got to make you listen to the Digirap from the movie. It is so bad that the guy who made it, who went by MCP Pod, made up a new pseudonym that he only ever used to publish this song.
Like, the title Digirap, I think, already tells me and it's all that I need to know about it, but, yeah.
We're gonna make you listen, because did you see, did you hear,
did you know it was coming?
Anything that could add the word Digi to.
I mean, isn't that just, like, played in entirety in the US movie anyway? So all we have to do is watch that.
Okay, yeah.
Which is a mess in its own right.
I tell you what, if this show gets any amount of viewers, we are going to have to live stream watching this movie together. Especially you, Davide.
I'm going to
dread it. That's the day Davide quits the podcast.
Okay, so let's hit the actual episode from here.
So some weather stuff's going on.
Yeah, the weather got crazy, but not actually anything weirder than, you know, global warming would just make happen. And then they're at summer camp. Everybody's kind of boring. And then an aurora happens.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's not forget the title cards that everybody gets so we know who everybody is.
Yeah. That was a thing in the 90s.
Shall we introduce that cast?
I think everyone knows who the cast is.
But what if someone doesn't? What if someone here does not know Digimon?
Yeah, exactly.
I tell you what, in case they don't know some of the Japanese names that we're going to drop all the time, there's Taichi, who got changed to Tai, Yamato, who got changed to Matt, Koshiro, Izumi, who got changed to Izzy, Sora and Mimi got left the same, Joe, well, there's a Y in his name, but his is pretty close, Takeru becomes Tike, not available in this scene, Hikari becomes Kari, and I've lost count, I think I've missed one.
Mimi.
No, he said Sora and Mimi were the same. I think that's all of them.
Okay.
Though, in the dub, like, when they show the title cards, they show, like, just, like, the real names, and then do, in, like, quotes, do, like, their nickname or whatever.
Yeah, that was an interesting choice, but they never addressed that again. The Japanese version also had what grade they're in.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then the dub went with, oh yeah, and here's Matt's little brother, but they don't actually find out that they're brothers for, like, a couple of episodes.
Yep. Because Taichi comments on every one of his friends, and his comments are, like, terrible.
Yep.
Thanks, Dab.
Also, he only ever met these people, like, 3 days ago, because other than Sora, they don't all go to the same school.
This is Izzy. He should have gone to computer camp.
Tai is such a dick in the dub when he's introducing everybody.
I mean, in fairness, like, you're 7, and you're at summer camp. Leave the fucking laptop.
4th grade is older than 7, just so you know.
Okay, it's 9.
The thing is this, that if this was, like, set today, that would be normal, to be fair. But, like, this was, like, early 2000, so...
I do love that he has a pineapple computer.
Oh, it's so good. It's clearly the Mac ripoff.
Yeah.
That is my favorite joke.
I mean, mostly, like, my concern is, like, this is early 2000, like, laptops are fucking expensive.
Yeah, it's 1999. He also has a cell phone in 1999.
Yeah.
And apparently a phone card, because, you know, just in case. Man, when was the last time you saw a phone card?
Never.
I feel that I actually was in, like, grade school the last time that I saw a phone card. So, like, that's a good time frame.
I legitimately think the last time I saw a phone card was when my mom gave me one when I went to summer camp.
That's oddly fitting.
Yeah. And much like them, I never needed to use it.
Well, did you use it on like a mysterious like phone booth on a beach?
Shh, spoilers for next episode.
Anyhow.
Yeah, so then the Aurora happens and the Digivices show up, and in the Japanese version, Koshiro doesn't know what it is and is just like, yeah, it's not a pager and it's not a cell phone. But in the American version, he immediately knows what the fuck they are.
Yeah.
It's
I don't
dumb.
Get it. They basically made it feel like the guy who read the plot, like the guy who read the script for the plot in the American dub.
I mean, that's kind of true in both versions.
Yeah, I mean, I think later on, especially more.
Yeah, at least in this two episodes that we watch, it's like, you know, it's smart, but it's not like, I know everything about this digital world because...
Computers, man.
How do they work?
Man, I was watching the, there was a really good abridged version of Try, and I really love, they have Sora go, I think we should nominate a new leader, because Tai's really bad at it. Oh, and I guess you think it should be new? No, it should be Izzy. He's the one who does all the work.
It's really good. I will make sure to link to that in the show notes.
Yeah.
I still have to watch that. I really don't want to watch it before I watch the actual Digimon 3, since I actually never saw it.
Definitely watch the original first, but it's a really good abridged version. And by the way, we have nothing to do with them except that I give them money on Patreon, but I like them a lot.
Well, according to some in the internet, that's called collusion, my dear Sparky.
Well, it's only one third of us, so it's fine.
Yeah, we're good. It's not a conflict. Moving the hell on with this episode, though.
So then we learn the kids have bad luck with water and waves, and generally anything aquatic.
Which reminds me, I think, you know, when they eventually get back to the real world, there's no ocean anywhere fucking nearby. Where the hell did that water come from?
It came from the snow.
I guess. Yeah, then they end up in the digital world, and we're all gonna get introduced to the Digimon. And Koromon's gonna tell us out of fucking nowhere that his name means Brave Little Warrior, even though it fucking doesn't.
That's only in the dub, too, correct?
That is only in the dub, but it was... A really dumb thing to make up.
By the way, like, in when they get swallowed by the huge wave thingy, it is worth to notice that in the original, that's a quite, you know, tense scene, because there's, like, tense music going, and everyone is like, fuck, what the fuck is happening?
Yep.
In the dub, they're making jokes about it.
Yep.
Because... Sorry.
Yeah.
They fucked up the whole tone of that scene.
Yeah, they really did. And then they get there, as we get introduced to everybody. Tsudamon has a really weird accent. I think my favorite thing that never comes up again in this episode is the fucking tree they hide in. What the hell is that?
It's a giant cable that's a tree.
Yeah, like it has a hologram of a tree around it.
It's an Ethernet port tree. Or Ethernet cable.
Cat 5 tree.
I really like the aesthetics of Digimon. I think that they are just... I mean, they're not very much used in the series, but it's like, they're so cool and weird.
Yeah, they are not afraid to do some weird shit with this, and I like it a lot. So yeah, Kuwagamon ends up attacking. Taichi has a telescope that he's going to use a lot in this series, and never for anything interesting.
Yeah, so one thing I want to point out here is Tai being the biggest hypocrite of all time and telling Koromon to not be so brash or whatever. And I'm like, really, man? Really? You're gonna say this?
Yep. They all get introduced. They all of the Digimon all at once say that, you know, Bokutachi wa Digitaru Monster des.
Well, you see, Koromon actually means a little bit brash and
hypocrite. Oh, okay. They just mistranslated it wrong. Got it. Also, does that introduction... Oh, yeah, that introduction happens before they find Mimi. They kind of just forget about her for a while.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine. She's a girl.
Yeah.
Ew.
Oh, yeah, he's also a dick about her favorite color in the dub.
Yep.
Guess you can guess what her favorite color is.
Yeah, because she's 10.
Ty's just a jerk in the dub.
Yeah, he really kind of is.
He's the most irritating person, like, ever in the dub.
He's off when he does the Black Skull Greymon thing, though. Like, yep, this totally fucking fits.
That's a thing that happens.
Yeah, so the Digimon try and fail to fight Kuwagamon.
Bubbles are never effective.
Yeah, they're not very effective. They only do half damage. And then they all get hit with a pretty cool-looking light beam. The only time this ever happens when they evolve.
Yeah, I think one of the better dub choices is Digivolve.
Yeah.
I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah.
They put Digi on too many things, but I'm okay with that particular one.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm used to it because we also had it in the Italian one, but I don't think it's particularly good. I think it's there. Like, it's not bad. Which, for this dub, to be fair, it's the best that they can do, I guess.
Yeah.
I would want to note that Tsukumon teeth are fucking terrifying.
when he's
opening his mouth.
Yep.
They really are.
Like, I will have nightmares about that tonight. Like, 100%. I will have a giant Tsukumon just following me, you know, like an empty hallway with his like mouth open and its teeth just sticking out in oblique directions.
Yep. I think it's so fucking cute as a little pig flying dude. The attack names all getting changed bugged me.
Well, I mean, I can see why they did it. Like, Baby Flame is not very threatening.
Yeah, but it's not very threatening.
It's fire.
How did they change it?
So Baby Flame becomes Pepper Breath, Magical Fire becomes Spiral Twister, Air Shot becomes Boom Bubble. Why do I know all of these off of the top of my head? I think Poison Ivy stays the same.
They actually translated them a bit closer in the Italian one, just because I bring different knowledge. Baby Flame is Baby Meteor.
Okay.
And then, like, the Greymon one is, like, Mega Meteor.
Yeah.
Magic Fire is Magic Fire, and I don't remember the other ones.
And poor Gomamon doesn't get to do anything.
No, he really doesn't have an attack.
His special ability is like the worst thing ever. It's like Aquaman, literally. He talks to fishes. That's his thing.
My thing is, why don't they use that to eat more often?
I mean, wouldn't it be weird though if you can talk to fishes and then like you eat them?
Yeah, but they totally go fishing all the time.
Yeah, but you don't. I mean, if you talk before eating the fish, you're building a bond, and
then
it feels weird.
And I guess you do kind of owe them after they made that magical raft for you.
Yeah.
But that's in episode 2. Yeah. So they all attack Kuwagamon at once when they're in their child and or rookie forms, and then Kuwagamon's chest catches on fire and he breaks the cliff off, and that's where we end the episode.
Which is, you know, when you don't have the stupid dub behind it, just like going, oh, do you want to see what happens in the next episode? Well, you better go and watch the next episode because I am annoying as fuck. When you don't have that, there is a fucking, like, tense cliffhanger for a children's show.
I was going to say, did they at least make a joke about it being a cliffhanger? I don't remember now.
No, I don't think they did. That's a missed opportunity.
Wow, how do you...
I don't know. The original, I really love how the narrator ends it, though. It's just like, and these kids were in for their longest and shortest time at summer camp. Which, like,
yeah.
For later on...
Yeah, like, that's a really good foreshadow.
Yeah, like, that's, like, much later where you get a payoff for that.
Yep.
It's something stupid in the dub, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was either, but, anyway.
I also like in the dub where when they show the Pokedex screen, it's literally the same screen.
Yeah.
They keep it in Japanese, right?
They do.
Yep. Yeah. They occasionally make references to the, you know, Japanese writing being digicode.
Oh, that's really good.
It's fucking great.
Oh, God, why?
There's more things, too. So, like, in the original, they're specifically told right away it's File Island, but in the dub, they're told it's, I think they just said Digiworld.
Yeah.
Which, that's dumb.
Yep.
It's like, if someone, like, comes to us and asks us, where are we? Don't you just say, like, oh, the dimension where the human live. Human
yep.
War.
I mean, I feel like that's a little bit nicer than real world, which is what they use all the time in the dub. It's like, no, they're real.
Well, yeah, that's true.
If you throw fire at them, do they not catch on fire?
That's true.
And, yeah.
I don't actually know if they bleed. That's a reasonable question.
Wouldn't they just bleed data?
I don't know.
Don't you just start pixelating?
Well, they do. That's in Tamers. I don't think they do in this one. They just sort of don't bleed or have any real injuries.
Yeah, that's true. That's some questions we'll have to answer.
But wasn't this may be just me, like, not remembering my lore, because, you know, I don't study Digimon lore, but isn't, like, the digital world just man-made anyhow?
It depends a little bit on the continuity. In most of them, the digital world got created when computers first came into existence as just sort of a weird byproduct. It's also not the same as the internet, because that's a separate thing.
Wait. Would you say Digimon are a standalone complex?
No, I would not. But actually, that makes a lot more sense than the thing they called a standalone complex in that show, so.
I tried.
Go listen to Tsundere anime, if it's out yet.
Yeah, if you... Anyone who is interested, we are all three of us hosts on another podcast, Tsundere Anime, which is all part of the Rice Balls Network, which is a URL I hope we've bought by the time this comes out.
Probably not. Riceball.tv is probably not yet a thing.
Because it's riceball.fm.
Since we're plugging stuff, goes on outroadvancedtext.com, where I have my thing with another person, and we talk games that are very texty and Japanese and fun.
All right, well, until next time...
I have some other things real quick.
Oh, okay.
We need to talk about my favorite line from the dub. I hope it's this episode. I'm going to feel really bad if it's episode 2. But I think it's when they defeat Kuagamon. Izzy's like, man, we sure turned him into vaporware.
Oh, I missed that line. That's fucking great.
No, right?
That's stupid. Another terrible line is Itzy just saying, oh, they must be programmed for courage.
Oh, which, God.
Shut up. You don't know what a Digimon is. Like, you just got here. What are you saying? Shut up, Itzy.
He's not that wrong. When we get to that factory that makes nothing, like, he does just straight up rewrite Tentomon so he can evolve.
That's pretty hardcore.
Or another great thing is when they digivolve, the line they decide to use is Tai just going, oh, they're bigger.
Yep.
Great. That's
Yep. That's how evolution works.
When they're about to die, someone just off screen says, oh, I knew I should have brought my bug spray with me.
that's Izzy.
Very
yep.
appropriate. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
There are some good jokes.
There are some good dad jokes in there. All right. We haven't actually figured out a sign off for this show yet. So,
do you want to say something about the episode proper? Because right now I think we all just like shouted at. Well, I mostly shouted at Dab.
We kind of went through. We went through all the things that happened in the episode.
Yeah, I know we talked about, but like, any thoughts on it?
How did it make you feel?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's a good start.
Did you like when the smaller Digimon beat up the bigger Digimon?
Yeah, that doesn't actually happen that often.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's true. Power creep's really weird in Digimon levels.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty much all going to go to Tai and Yamato.
How many different forms of, like, Mega are there?
Mostly just 2 or 3. Because there's Mega, and then there's, like, a burst mode kind of thing, and that's about it.
I mean, doesn't, like, Omnimon have, like, 3 different forms?
Yeah, there's Paladin mode and one other beyond his regular one, plus the X version, but that counts as a separate Digimon.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Wait, this is super off topic, but whatever. I'm editing it. We'll keep it in. When Alphamon pulls out a sword, like, is that a new Digimon or is that just a form?
No, that's just him using the Geo-Gray sword that he always has.
Because that'd be really good if just him getting a sword is a new Digimon.
Sword mode.
It's called something like that in X Evolution. I don't remember exactly what it is.
Yeah. When he turns white, that's Paladin mode.
More importantly, can we catch them all?
I beg your pardon?
More importantly, can we and shall we catch them all?
No, Digimon's more of a, you have one dude and he turns into all the things.
That made like, and this is like another thing, like another thing, but like that made me so angry in Digimon 2003, which is also like a terrible game, but I just wanted to have more Digimon, and instead I only had the three that I started with, and that made me sad when I was a kid.
Yeah, I can see that. Alright, well, we've now talked about this show for longer than the episode took, so I think that's probably plenty of time.
Yeah, and then we edit it down to be like 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's probably true. Alright, well, until next time,
we don't have a sign-off yet.
I'm gonna go with Stay Prodigious.
We'll use that till we find something better.
Okay.
I like mine because it's a reference to an emo record, which I sort of like.
I didn't hear yours.
Well, I posted it before, like, aren't we all just digital ashes in a digital urn? Which is a bright ice
okay.
record.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
It's really dark.
Yeah, it's really.
I've listened to video games hot dog too much because I always want to just say, like, make a hamburger out of farts.
I never listened to video game hot dogs. That's a good catchphrase, Dave.
It's a good sign off that he used for like 2 years.
That is pretty good.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Digi, good night.